Buddy, we are not bringing the council into session just yet. We have a very exciting pre-gavel celebration today. Obviously, we have the 2017 Rose Festival Court in our presence today, and some of the adults who work with them and some of the parents. A special thank you to the Rose Court for being here this morning. Commissioner Fish and I had the opportunity to have breakfast with these young ladies, and I can tell you they are an extremely impressive group of young leaders. And I also want to thank Jeff Curtis, Brett Baker, and Leslie Goodlow for helping to coordinate their visit this morning. Just briefly on the Rose Festival, it's been part of Portland's popular culture for over a century. It was identified and acknowledged in 2010 as being the official festival of the city. It was a very brilliant move on the part of former community leaders back in the early part of the 1900s to create the Rose Festival to help put Portland on the global map and to brand it the summer capital of the world. They have dozens of events, as everybody is aware, throughout the festival, supporting a diverse set of interests and cultural aspects of our community. The Rose Festival makes a positive impact on hundreds of thousands of lives annually, and it brings smiles to the faces of both locals and guests from all around the nation and all around the world. The bottom line is that the Rose Festival makes Portland a better place to live and to visit, and the court is certainly the highlight of the entire event. So with that, Brett, I'll let you do your introduction, and we'll let the ladies introduce themselves.
Super. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I'm Brett Baker. I'm the president of the nonprofit Portland Rose Festival Foundation. And while the ladies assemble behind me, I want to take the opportunity to thank the city of Portland. The reason the Rose Festival is here is for the citizens of the city and the state. And without the support of the city, there's no way a festival of this size could take place. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. We appreciate it very much. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the Rose Festival Court, who I believe are going to introduce themselves. And also, I want to recognize Leslie Goodlow Baldwin, an esteemed employee of the city and chair of the court and past president of the Portland Rose Festival in the centennial year 2007.
Working on my fiction novels or studying the stars. Come and join the Rose Festival for a brilliant solar event that will occur on August 21st. Down at Waterfront Park, come and watch the skies grow dark. Professor E. Clips will be on site to protect your eyes from day to night.
Ermina!
My name is Ermina. I'm from Jefferson High School. I participated in on-track OSHU in hopes to become a pediatrician. I enjoy spending time outdoors, breathing in fresh air, and exploring new paths on my running adventures. For my fellow runners, come join the Rose Festival Half Marathon on Sunday, May 28th. Can't run the full 13.1 miles? Sign up for the world's shortest half marathon, the 0.1 run. This popular race is 528 feet. It starts and finishes inside City Fair on Saturday, May 27th. Come join the fun at one of our runs.
Maggie!
I'm Maggie from Wilson High School. Someday I hope to become a writer for film and television. As for now, I am a young professional at the Oregon Children's Theater. I'm a lover of fashion and photography, and the best place to take a snapshot is at my favorite event, Rose Festival City Fair. Bring your family and friends to City Fair on the waterfront for 3 weekends of fun. Make crafts in the kids' zone, see animals that walk on the wild side, and hop on your favorite carnival rides. It all starts on May 26th with opening night fireworks.
Cora!
I'm Cora from Roosevelt High School.
I'm a performer in several ways. I dance, cheer, sing, and play various instruments. One of my greatest highlights as a performer has been cheering with my team down the Grand Floral Parade route. Come see the brilliant performers at the spectacular Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floral Parade on Saturday, June 10th. Watch for the amazing horses, dancing groups, marching bands, and all floral floats, including the mini float, representing communities from around the region. You can see it from the streets, and reserve seating at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, or live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Tiffany!
I'm Tiffany, and I'm from David Douglas High School, where you can find me serving on student council, mentoring freshmen, or cheering on our sports teams. One of my favorite memories is when I dance among the lights at my favorite Rose Festival event, the Starlight Parade. Bring your family to downtown Portland for the PG Solve Starlight Parade on Saturday, June 3rd at 8:30 p.m. Come see the brilliant displays of illuminated floats, marching bands, dancing groups, and special entries that light up the sky at this nighttime event. Or watch them live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Myrani.
I'm Myrani from Park Rose High School. I'm a student athlete who also loves the arts and who dreams of being a veterinarian. During my free time, I enjoy volunteering at retirement homes, reading, hanging out with my pets, and spending time with my family. Bring your family to see the ships line up on the waterfront, Park Seawall, during Fleet Week, June 7th through June 11th. The Rose Festival is excited to welcome ships back to Portland from the United States Navy, U.S. Coast Guard, and the Royal Canadian Navy. While they are here, you can climb aboard for a free ship tour for a complete Fleet Week experience.
Mele.
I'm Mele from Madison High School, where I'm the co-student body president. I love to travel, which inspired my desire to become a professional airline pilot. When I'm not singing, playing sports, or dreaming of flying, my favorite thing to do in Portland is to walk across the bridges. If you love the sight of water as much as I do, come see the dragon boat races held on the Willamette River near the Hawthorne Bridge on June 10th and June 11th. The dragon boat races aren't the only ones on the river this year. On Sunday, June 25th, come cheer on kids and their families in the classic Rose Festival event, the Milk Carton Boat Races.
Keely.
I'm Keely from Franklin High School. When I'm not playing varsity tennis or trying new vegan recipes, you can find me attending school government fundraisers and meetings. I take pride in doing what I can do to lead by example in my high school community. Show pride in your community by keeping the streets of Portland clean and green. The Portland Rose Festival has been named the cleanest and greenest, working hard to keep the post-parade streets spotless for over 20 years.
Sade.
I'm Sade from Grant High School. When I think of this year's Rose Festival theme, Brilliant, I think of Maya Angelou's poem, Phenomenal Woman. As an aspiring poet, senior mentor, and a youth basketball coach, I strive to inspire others to believe in their inner brilliance. Join me and these phenomenal women to see who will be crowned this year Queen of Rosaria. The Queen's Coronation, presented by United Community Credit Union, will take place on June 10th, 8:30 a.m. in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Watch the crowning take place right before the Grand Floor Parade, and we appreciate your support.
Mahi.
I'm Mahi from Central Catholic High School. I'm the co-president of the Multicultural Club, a member of the African American Students Union, and the Girls Alliance Club. My favorite place in Portland is the Hoyt Arboretum. I enjoy learning about new plant species and following the paths to beautiful views of Portland. The Portland Rose Festival is proud to announce the Bloom Project as this year's official charity. The Bloom Project creates bouquets to bring beauty and joy to hospice patients around the community. Keep your eye out for more information on the Parade of Bouquets, where volunteers will work to repurpose Grand Floral Parade foot flowers into special bouquets to be shared with those in need of comfort and support.
Beef 2.
I'm Beef 2 from Cleveland High School. As a mentor, a student body leader, and an older sister, I am proud to be a role model for others. I hope to take the same approach with me as I begin my studies in pre-law and business. My favorite Rose Festival event is the Junior Parade, which celebrates our brilliant youth. Show your support for local youth by joining us for the Fred Meyer Junior Parade Wednesday, June 7th in the Hollywood District. Watch floats, community groups, baton twirls, marching bands, and dance teams go by. Can't see it in person? Watch telecast live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Lucy!
I'm Lucy from St. Mary's Academy. I value creativity in my life. I dedicate my time to photography, videography, and speech writing. My junior year, I was given the opportunity to present a TED Talk entitled The Power of Music, which focused on the physical, emotional, and philosophical effects of music on the world. If you're a music lover like me, make your way to downtown for a series of concerts happening this season in the Rose Zone. We've partnered with your favorite radio stations to bring you a variety of concerts. Check out the Kink H2O Show, The Brew presenting Seether, and the Bulls Country Fest featuring Joe Nichols. Come down and join the musical fun.
Michaela.
I'm Michaela from Century High School, representing the Metro West area. I enjoy the great outdoors and spending time with family and friends. I work with organizations such as Key Club International and Hillsboro's Youth Advisory Council. As a member of the Hillsboro community, I aspire to exemplify our community slogan, Grow Great Things. You know who else grows great things? The International Rose Test Garden located at Washington Park. The Rose Garden will be celebrating their centennial year with the 100 Years of Roses. Visit the Rose Garden store to get your memorabilia for this brilliant event.
Maddie.
I'm Maddie from Oregon City High School, representing the Metro East area. Empowering women is an important part of my life through my work as a Girl Scout ambassador and founder of my own anti-bullying organization, Continue to Find Kindness. Our mission is to educate youth on how to recognize and resolve bullying through the power of kindness. This year, Cambia is empowering women and keeping Portland brilliant by bringing out the best women golf pros in the world. The Cambia Portland Classic will be held at Columbia Edgewater Golf Course on Labor Day weekend. Your Rose Festival souvenir pin will get you in free to City Fair and the Cambia Portland Classic. Come show your support for these brilliant women.
Crochet.
And I'm Crochet from Benson High School, where I'm an honor student athlete working to one day become a nurse practitioner. I enjoy playing volleyball and volunteering with the Red Cross organization to inspire others to live their life to the fullest by leading healthy lifestyles. Now hike or dance your way down the Grand Floral Parade route at the Pre-Parade Bank of the West Grand Floral Walk. Wear a funky costume or a branded t-shirt as you walk the walk past hundreds of thousands of spectators cheering you on. There's no better way to get your 10,000 steps in.
Thank you for hosting the 2017 Rose Festival Court presented by United Community Credit Union. We'll see you at the Rose Festival.
Poster from each of the princesses
and
a pin to welcome you to the Rose Festival family.
Very good. So, Susan, let's open these gates and let's have the ladies come over here. We'll get a picture with the city council before you leave. Does that sound good?
Yes.
We'll march the long way around here. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Susan.
Everybody's going to be snapping.